After I had finished breakfast, the squire gave me a note to take to Long John Silver at the Spyglass Inn. It was a bright little place, where the customers were mostly seamen. As I entered, a man came out of a side room, and I knew immediately he must be Long John. His left leg was cut off above the knee, and he walked with a crutch under his left shoulder. He was tall and strong, with a big, smiling face. Now, when I read about Long John in Squire Trelawney's letter, I had been afraid he might be the one-legged seaman that old Bill had talked about, but one look at the man in front of me was enough. I knew old Bill and Black Dog and the blind man Pew. I thought I knew what a pirate looked like, a very different person from this clean and smiling man. "Mr. Silver, sir?" I asked, holding out the note.
"Yes, my boy," he said. "That's my name. And who are you?"
And then he saw the squire's letter and looked surprised.
"Oh," he said loudly, "I see you're our new cabin boy. I'm pleased to meet you."